AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Asian shares were mostly lower today while Tokyo's benchmark spiked by more than 2%. Japanese officials say they've resolved questions over the tariff that'll apply to exports to the U.S. The new U.S. tariffs on Japanese goods, which took effect yesterday, had not matched an agreement between Washington and Tokyo on a 15% level. President Trump says he'll meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's even if Putin won't meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. A statement from Putin says he hopes to meet with Trump next week. And in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says his country's security cabinet has approved a plan to take over Gaza City. It's one of the few areas of Gaza that has not been turned into an Israeli buffer zone or placed under evacuation orders. And AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Trump says colleges must prove they don't consider race in admissions.
2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled against the use of affirmative action in college admissions. Now President Trump's ordering colleges to prove they do not consider race. The High Court's ruling did allow colleges to consider how race has shaped students' lives if applicants share that information in essays. But the Trump administration accuses colleges of using such personal statements as proxies to consider race. The policy has similarities to agreements with Brown and Columbia universities, which agreed to provide data on race as part of settlements to restore their federal funding. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Dean Cain, the former TV Superman, will be sworn in as an honorary Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer in the coming month. In an interview with Fox News, Cain said he had spoken to ICE about his interest in joining the agency. And Brandon Blackstock, Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband and talent manager, has died of cancer. He was 48 years old. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on an air ambulance crash in Kenya's capital of Nairobi.
The plane belonged to air ambulance service provider Amref Flying Doctors. At the crash site, rescue teams survey the debris. One witness says he was waiting at a taxi stand when he heard a loud bang, but the huge flames meant he couldn't get close to the crash site. Another witness describes seeing body parts scattered on the ground as smoke billowed from the plane's wreckage. The Cessna Citation took off from an airport in Kenya's capital and was heading to the territory of Somaliland when it crashed. Local officials say four people on board were killed in the accident, while two other victims were inside a house that the plane crashed into. Amref Flying Doctors has said in a statement that it was cooperating fully to establish the facts surrounding the crash.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big.